Hey, it's Simon.
And this is Martina.
Our broadcast at a Pickering!
Oh no, I was
Ontario! I don't know what adjective I could use to describe this. The nostalgiest.
The GTA of Toronto.
Also, heads up, the audio is going to be profoundly worse than usual. We don't have
our
mics with us. We're on vacation now. We're visiting our families. This is our annual check-in to see how our families are doing. We spent a few days in Etobicoke.
Yes, we did.
With Martina's family, and now we're here in Pickering with my family, and we're going to record our podcast out here.
And we were like, let's make sure we pack our microphones. So what we did was we forgot to pack our microphones.
We brought them to Canada, but we left them in Etobicoke. So
if
now we're here in Pickering. So we're just going to be relying on the shotgun
mic. Those of you watching, we are sitting on Simon's balcony.
Yes.
Overlooking the excellentness of Pickering.
We could see all the new developments that
have
happened.
What can you see? Describe for people that aren't watching on
YouTube. Let me tell you, Major Oaks used to just end at Brock Road, but now they've extended and they have a whole bunch of new houses over there.
Mm-hmm.
They got a few cicadas here, not as many as what we're used to.
I believe that's one.
Yeah.
Just a cicada. That should make
this
podcast really enjoyable.
And yeah, we just got into Pickering yesterday, so I don't know that much more. All I know is I'm looking at these houses like, wow, look at, that's new. There's a lot of development happening here.
I don't know about your home countries. It just seems like Canada grows
so
really
slow.
Fast.
No, but it used to grow really slow. Like, remember our first, like, when we were in Korea, whenever we'd visit Canada, we'd be like, wow, they're still working on the 401.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't see changes.
Yeah.
I guess what it is that we've been gone for, like, a decade now.
Yeah.
And when you think about projects that people will lay out on the roads, they'll be like, it's estimated proposal date is to be finished in 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years feels like 2 years. But
right.
If we're gone for 10, look
so
at how
a
many
lot
different
of things,
projects.
But it feels like every time we come back to Canada, there's new stuff being built. Now, like, within these past few years, has really gone, like, hardcore with development.
In one way, Canada and middle parts of America and like Sweden and Norway, they kind of remind me of each other in a certain sense because we all have vast amounts of wilderness.
Right.
And we don't really know what to do with it.
I mean, that's a ridiculous tree. Like, do you look at that fucking
it's
thing.
It's a huge
right
tree.
That's a huge tree.
Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't be
it's hundreds
in a residential
of
year, area.
It's hundreds of years old. Like,
I mean,
this tree. But what I'm getting at is
that's bigger than a house.
I'm not trying to get over the fact that we have big trees. I think that's cool. I love that Canada and, you know, other parts have that kind of push togetherness of nature. What I'm trying to say is that I think it's wild that we will drive along and just see in the middle of Pickering little woods that are thick that just haven't been touched, and then one day we'll come back here and there'll be like 400 townhouses there. We have that space, but we've been living in Asia for so long, like Korea and Japan do not have that space. When something is newly built, the whole thing is like it just goes like this way.
Also, this fence was never blue. My mom just made this fence blue. It never used to be blue. So I'm just looking at all these new things. She painted that hook in blue as well. Why would you do that, Mom? Love you, Mom. Don't know why you did that.
I think it's nice. I like the color blue.
Okay, so we have a few stories that we want to tell
you. Yeah, we're going to start with the story leaving Japan to come to
Canada. So when we're leaving Japan, Martina was very confused when this was happening. But we were in the lounge and Martina was making a drink and she asked me for some lemons. So I went over to the fridge to grab some lemons because that's where the sliced lemons were. And when I opened the fridge, older businessman, he was Asian, I don't know his nationality. He was Asian and he walks in like in a full suit. He looks pretty tired and he reaches over, he grabs a glass and he grabs a pitcher of orange stuff and fills it halfway, and then he grabs a pitcher of milk and then he fills the rest of it and he grabs that and he daughters off.
And we don't know what the orange was, like,
so
Martina
had no idea because she was focusing on making her cocktail. So I bring over the lemon, and then when we're about to leave, I'm like, don't ask any questions, just follow my lead. So I grab a glass, I fill it half with orange and half with milk.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the hell are you doing?
So and he's like, sis, don't ask questions.
So I explain a story to her. I said, look, some guy just came in here and he did that. It must be some kind of like
ancient Chinese secret. That's what you were thinking. Just admit
yes,
it, Simon.
It must have been some kind of ancient
secret. You were
secret.
Like, oh, ancient Chinese secret.
And Martina's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. It turns out that our seat was right beside his. So when we sat there, we saw him chugging away at this thing. Like, okay.
Typing and drinking. And
I could just like be like, oh, that's strange. Or I could go and actually try it. And I decided, you know what? This is worth trying.
Yep, you sure did.
So I took it. Realize it's not orange juice because orange juice might curdle with milk.
Yeah, orange juice would curdle with milk.
Yeah.
We thought maybe it was mango juice. Like mango and milk makes sense.
Right.
It's kind of like a desserty thing, right?
But it was carrot juice. So it's carrot juice and milk. So I took a swig of it. I'm like, this tastes like barium. If you ever had like any like stomach x-rays and you had to like drink like this like solution that's like
I've done that so many times. It's chalky.
It's just chalky and
milky.
Weird, and it doesn't taste like anything enjoyable at all. And it was gross. And Martine's like, there's no way that this is actually... And we looked over, and the guy was just happily away, pounding it down.
So I had a theory, which was maybe that guy's from, like, a different time zone, and he's exhausted, or he's drunk.
Yeah.
And he made this drink, and he doesn't even know what he's drinking. And because, then Simon blindly followed him, thinking that it's some ancient Chinese secret. And now other people saw Simon do that, and they go, well, this guy must know something I don't know.
So
and
we
now he's
started this
trend.
Whole fad just by this one random guy who's been doing this.
Or was he, like, the fifth random guy?
Who knows?
He followed someone before him.
The point is, I Googled it afterwards. I'm like, this must be like some like carrot juice and milk. Couldn't find any answer. Yeah. Either this guy made it up, or it's been in his family forever, or he was just really drunk and he just started this whole chain reaction of carrot juice and milk.
We need to know
I dare
you
guys. Right now. Try it if you have carrot juice at home. If not, juice it. If not, if you don't have a juicer, then just squeeze the
carrot
meticulously
to
get out all the juice. And then mix it with some milk and tell me why. Just why would anybody do this? And why?
But the weird
be
part
more
was,
constructive.
With your food,
why?
It wasn't that bad. It just
wasn't
good.
Good.
So
carrot juice on its own is okay. Milk on its own is great. Put them together and you don't have anything as good.
Okay, so leave us a comment, please, in the YouTube comment below, or if you're...
Carrot juice and milk, please explain this.
Let us know if it's part of your culture, because if it is, that will be delightful.
Martina had a theory. She says, you know what this tastes like? It tastes like cantaloupe juice, right? And I'm like, it's true. It does kind of taste like cantaloupe juice. But you know what else tastes like cantaloupe juice? Juiced cantaloupes! If you want cantaloupe juice, you juice a cantaloupe. You don't mix carrots and milk and try to get cantaloupe juice.
Plus cantaloupe juice.
Cantaloupe is my Canadian accent. Here with you, the cantaloupe juice.
Plus, it's not like you go, oh, I'm so used to having cantaloupe juice every morning. Like,
right.
I've never even heard of someone juicing a cantaloupe.
No.
It's not like some hay grain.
Doesn't make any sense.
They only have carrot and milk. Well, I guess I'll...
So that's weird story number one that we had.
Yeah.
Weird story number two is Martina saved a duck.
I saved a duck, guys.
You saved a duck?
I
wasn't there.
A duck.
I was busy. I was working out.
I dropped Simon off at the gym.
Yes.
And then I was driving across the street to park the car and go into the mall.
Right.
And when I was waiting at the lights, something just horrific unfolded in front of me, a huge black duck. It wasn't a goose and it wasn't a normal duck. It was almost like a crane duck or something.
Right.
It was flying and I was looking up at it, of course, and it just
started... Instead of looking at the red...
Oh, the ducky! I was at a red light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I was at a red light.
Yes.
And it was pouring rain. And this duck was flying, and it looked like he got caught in some strange gust of wind because he went backwards.
All right.
And hit a wire.
Yeah.
Like across the neck.
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah.
And he went, and he fell onto the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that duck.
It's a duck.
He just fell on the road. And I'm like, surely everyone will see a duck. Well, this jerk balls. Turns the corner, I'm still at the red, and he's going left, and drives. I see him slow down because he realizes there's a duck. Then he just runs over the duck.
He just runs over a duck.
He's like, oh, I couldn't save it, and he just went over the duck. And I'm sitting in the car, screaming.
Mortified.
It's like this intersection.
You're expecting
and I'm like,
just like a big pillow to explode of like feathers.
I hate watching animals get hit by cars.
Yeah.
It feels so helpless because it's like they're in our world.
Yeah.
Like he got tangled in a wire. Like
in our world.
In our world,
yeah.
And then like, oh, made me so sad. Anyhow, I saw that he was run over. Right in the middle, so he wasn't hit by a tire.
Yeah.
Being hit by a tire, you're dead. You're zigzagged.
You're
squished. Yeah.
You're squished.
But he kind of went under it, so I thought he's probably in shock. He probably booped his little duck head.
Yeah.
But luckily, he's surrounded by feathers.
Right.
So I thought to
it's
myself.
Got cushioning.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't be one of those people that stops for animals and then dies and creates a car chain reaction where 90 humans die because a girl tries to save a duck. So I slowed down towards the duck.
So she does it anyways.
Well, hang on. I looked around and I saw there's no one behind me. There's like, it's pretty empty. It's pickering in a rainstorm.
Yeah.
So I put the car in hazard mode. I open up the door and I leave it open so that it looks weird to people that there's a car with a door ajar. And I run around and no one's there because I was afraid the car would get rear-ended
and then
kill me and the duck.
Yeah.
So I got up and I came over and the duck was just sitting there like with his wings down and his head was up and he was just looking around like...
What?
What?
What happened?
But I didn't see any blood.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, little sweet guy, hang on a second. And I just went behind him and I scooped him up and he was this big, like a football, bigger than a football.
Bigger than a football.
He was like a big, round, soft, black, puffy, so soft.
Yes.
So soft duck.
Did you take any feathers at least to remember him by? Like,
remember
you
me?
Know.
I'll just take this one. This is navigation feather and I can't.
Oh,
no. I picked him up and I looked across the street. I still had to run across the road. And then a woman turned the corner in her minivan and she was like, That woman's saving a duck.
She's saving a duck.
So she stopped her car and created like a little barrier so that no one could get past and hurt me. Mm-hmm. And then I put the duck down in the grass near a bush.
Yeah.
And I gave him a little pet. And I was like, you'll be okay. And then I waved thank you to the woman and I ran back into my car. And I was pumped full with adrenaline.
There's so much adrenaline. And even was, now, and telling the story.
Me, this is me. Save the duck. Save the duck. I was so stressed. And for the record, on the way back home to pick up Simon, I saw the duck. And he was standing up straight. And he had his feathers like this. And he was kind of looking around. So he survived. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he had a little concussion. Could a little be. Duck concussion.
Whole point is, I said to Martina, hey, you actually touched a duck. I've never touched a duck in my life. Apart from you. And I have two ducks on my arm. But I've never actually touched a duck. And this is you touching a duck. And then when I told my father, he's like, yes, what is the problem? I touch a duck also. Like, why did you touch a duck? When I was a kid, we had ducks. That my father's, like, they had ducks and chickens. And then they, like, killed the ducks and they ate the ducks. And he's like, duck blood soup is very delicious soup. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about duck blood. We're talking about saving ducks, not eating them. He's like, no, we talk about touching ducks.
And that was how we had the story
of
talking about touching ducks.
So Martina has touched a duck before.
Yes.
I've never... Have you,
kind
viewer, kind listener, have you ever touched a duck? Please let us know how many ducks you have touched. I want to know the answer to this question.
I also have to say that I was like really proud of myself for not behaving like a crazed K-pop fan.
Yes.
Because I was holding my first duck and I could have like just gently...
You could have kissed it.
Snuggled it against my face.
Yeah, you could have pulled out some of his feathers and kept them for future reference.
Or ruffled his little chest fur or like patted his head.
Yeah.
But instead I was like, he's scared and I won't. And I just cupped him lovingly like a pine cone.
When we were at our motel.
Wait. What? Want to get some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we can edit this part.
Sure. Okay. Or are we going to edit this part?
Maybe. Really, I'm so thirsty.
Let me get you some water?
You gave me some water.
Okay, get you some water.
I'll update everybody on our motel. So, Simon went to the lobby to pick up some food. And when he was there, this kid was Scottish, do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know his accent, Scottish. But he was on the stairs. And he was maybe like 8 or 9 years old. And then he shouted at me. At first, I thought he was just shouting to his friends. And then I realized, after thinking about it, he was actually shouting at me. And he said, well, you're a small one, ain't you? What's life like up there? And who is this kid to shout this at me? I'm not used to kids shouting anything at me. I just walked to my car giggling to myself. I should have said something. But then I realized I shouldn't have, because he definitely seems like a smart-ass kid.
Oh, yeah.
That would be just waiting to like aggravate an adult.
I think he was Irish, because ready for some Irish profile.
You're a
here.
Small one, ain't you?
I'm trying to understand, because the yeah goes into like the Scottish mode. If it was Welsh, Simon would have just mumbled with marbles in his mouth, so that wouldn't have been a problem. Yep. I feel like it's an Irish person.
There you go.
Yeah. But the story that I wanted to tell was what you went out to get was poutine. Poutine!
This is your second poutine now.
A poutinery. No, yes. It's not.
Yes, it is.
It is my second poutine.
You know why? Okay, so here we need an answer from you guys, because Martina got very scared in this situation. We were awake at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
because 1 a.m. of jet lag.
We're so exhausted.
Super hungry. We decided to go to a 24-hour place called Zed's.
Yep.
And it was Greek food, and they have a lot of souvlaki, and they have poutine there as well. We ordered a small poutine, and as we were waiting there, there's a girl that was like beside us. She just came back from the club.
Everyone there was like club gear.
Everyone there was in club
gear. Wearing like pajamas and hoodies.
And like her poutine came up and they put down this plate and it was just a massive plate of fries.
Like, okay, yeah. So how big, what kind of a thing can we use
it's
to describe this
like,
to people?
Probably like a basketball width.
Ours was basketball. Hers was like what size is this?
Borsket ball.
A borscht ball.
It was really big.
It was big.
Okay, and so it's bigger than my head. Maybe like a little bit less than my shoulder width.
Small watermelon?
Yeah, you could say small watermelon. Radius of the plate.
Yeah.
And it was just stacked with fries. And it was just so much. And I said, oh my God, that's so many fries. Right?
Yep.
And Martina was like, you shut up, Simon.
In Japanese and Korean,
you
I'm yelling at him.
Shut your dumb face right now.
And he kept saying, wow, that's massive.
That's just like massive a huge amount of fries. Amount. And Martina says, the person beside us who ordered it could have taken this as, what's that supposed to mean?
Yep.
And she was worried that I was going to get into a fight with somebody. But I was just like, no, it's just a big plate. Can I say that that's a big plate of fries? But Martina was like, you be careful, because...
Here's what he could have said.
Yes.
I'm so hungry, followed by anything you want now. Yeah. Oh my God, what a huge plate of fries, blah, blah, blah. Because then you're commiserating with each other. And right. she'd be like, oh my God, totally. But you never went dancing or clubbing your whole life.
No, no, no.
Jackie and I used to go to the Phoenix like every Saturday, which is like a rock club downtown. And then we'd come home and we'd get fries or burgers or wherever. And depending on the neighborhood you're in.
Yes.
When you are in a neighborhood that is dangerous, and believe me, that was a dangerous neighborhood we were in.
Okay.
Especially during all the shooting that's happening in Toronto lately.
Right.
Okay, I am like, do not even give say anyone... something that, like, stepping on someone's shoes, right? If you're like, oh my God, that's so much, she can be like, are you calling me fat? Like, did you think this was just for me?
No, that's just a huge plate of fries.
Oh, really? It's huge, is it? So you're saying that I can eat all this, I must be fat.
I'm just saying I've never seen that many
Bobby,
fries before.
This guy's calling me fat. I'm not calling you. And then he comes up and then signs
I didn't even know who had it.
And then it says game over.
It could have just been anybody's fries.
It doesn't say game over because Martina would have punched him in the spine, taken the knife from his hand, and I would have yelled, don't you touch my duck! And then I'd scoop him up like a pine
That'd
cone.
Be the second duck that you saved in one
and
week.
And then I'd run to the car.
You're just a duck saver. So the question is Martina right? Is it okay if I said, hey, that's a whole lot of fries? Or was Martina's danger...
And remember, was Martina's danger dar correct?
Yes.
This question isn't... It's 11 a.m. No. You're at a clean establishment. It's 3 a.m. Everyone's dressed like they came from a really, 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 really hot club.
Yes.
It must have been super hot.
Because it just...
The lack of clothing from everybody was...
I'm expecting there was barely any...
I mean, bikinis. People were in bikini tops.
Like, right. Just so little clothing.
I only think that this is shocking for me because A, I'm old... And B, I went to rock clubs. And rock clubs had a totally different scene of people wearing t-shirts like this. You wore shorts. You could wear a tight dress. You could get gothy. But you couldn't pick anyone up. Because you can't dance or grind with somebody if you're listening to Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Mm-hmm. You're like, let the bodies hit the floor! And you're like jumping up and down.
Yeah, that's right, girl. Let them bodies hit the floor. That's right. You got it.
I'm so excited. Bodies hit the floor. Every single song Simon turns into like a... Okay, you can't. So for me, I'm always like... Those are the people that picked fights with me when I went out for food afterwards.
Right.
It was the different crowd. The rockers didn't pick on each other. Yes, I've had experience with people being pissed off.
I've never had this kind of experience, so I thought I had a very innocent question. I'm just a sweet guy.
Yeah.
I'm just so innocent. How can anybody want to pick a fight with me? Except for that little Irish kid.
I don't think he was picking a fight with you.
Wasn't he, though?
No. I saw him later on, and he was getting laid into by the hotel staff woman because he asked for a dollar change, but he didn't say please. And I was like, good for you, Miss Lady. I was really happy seeing her... be like, oh, did you want me to exchange this? I believe I'm missing a phrase.
What's the word?
And then he's like, oh, please. And she's like, one more time.
Let me hear it in a full sentence.
Yeah.
You little Irish shit. She didn't say that last part.
No, she didn't. Oh my gosh. I realized that the entire point of that story was that we had two poutines.
The whole point is we had two poutines. This is your second poutine.
And I blinked out on one of them. So what I wanted to tell you guys was poutine?
Yes.
What the heck is poutine? Okay. And the reason why I feel like I've only had one poutine was because that first poutine
was not poutine. That was a BS poutine.
I told you. So
yes.
I'll explain what poutine is. No, I'm going to do a quiz first. I have a question for you guys.
Question is?
My theory is that I don't think...
The world
knows anything about Canada because we have things that people don't get. So, for example, if I was to say to you, Japan, sushi, you may never have tried it, but you'll know, well, what's
rice
sushi?
And raw fish.
Rice and raw fish, maybe, right?
Yeah.
I could say to you, Mexican food, and you've maybe never had it.
Yeah.
But if you think of Mexico and Mexico food, you know what they look like.
Salsa and
avocado,
chips and
you know,
tacos.
Spicy cheese, maybe. Yeah. I say American hamburgers, you pick cowboys.
No hamburgers.
I can name you all these terms. Germany. You can have an idea of, like, what these things look like.
Yeah.
And then I say, yes, poutine. And people go, yes, poutine, that Canadian food that's...
But, so that...
They don't
that,
know what poutine is.
But they know that it's fries and gravy. Most people know.
Maybe you don't know.
If you've heard of poutine before and you never had it, do you know what poutine is?
And fries and gravy is actually incorrect.
No, sure, but that's what people think. It's fries and gravy with cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Not shredded cheese. Not mozzarella cheese. It has to be cheese curds.
Okay, you want to know what a cheese curd is? This is a Quebecois, like, food originally, which is why it's so OG Canadian. Mm-hmm. When you're in the process of making cheese, there's this whole stage called, like, blocking, or where you actually, like, shape it into things. this is the beginning stage when all the curds are separating, and you cut through it with a knife and you make it really small, and then you bring it together as like separated little tiny nubbles of fresh cheese. And there's actually a whole technique to flavoring it to become more like a white cheddar, and they stretch it and they pull it so many times, kind of like a really fresh mozzarella ball has that wrapping. You do that with this as well, and then that goes on top of fresh cut thick fries.
I like how you describe the process of making this cheese as if it's differentiated from anybody else's idea of how any other cheese is made. Nobody really has any understanding of cheese. They're like, I don't know, boiled milk, put some seasoning, cheese. I don't think most people know.
I made cheese, remember?
Sure, you did. But most people are just like, I don't know, it's orange, and then you just put it on. It's better when it's melted. That's all you know, and it tastes delicious.
Oh.
I think very few people know the process of making cheese.
Did I just lose everybody's podcast?
And so for you to say, oh, no, it's different because for this cheese, you got to like string it, you got to do nubbles. Nobody has that kind of working knowledge.
Hey, don't forget to rate us in the iTunes store. 5 stars. I love talking about cheese.
How to make a specific kind of cheese, but you probably don't have any other idea of other cheeses. It's okay because I don't either. I don't know like the right way to make Parmesan cheese, for example.
Let's continue our Canadian celebration.
Explain the poutine.
So they're called curds, and they're fresh, which means they'll rot, which is why we rarely ever find poutine in other parts of the world.
Right.
Even when we go to Canadian pubs in like Seoul or in Tokyo,
they're
like, poutine, and they just put shredded mozzarella, and I'm like, you shut your whore mouth, and I want to like slap it off the table. It makes me so mad. So fresh cut, thick fries, like finger width. Mm. None of these stringy little like mushed into potatoes. No, thick cut fries with the skins on. Fry that up. Generous sprinkles of cheese curd between each layer. None of that nacho dip bullshit where somebody puts it all in one top and then after you eat 6 nachos, it's dry. Layer it. Then you do a thick, dark gravy. No white gravy. That's American, by the way. Dark gravy.
Dark gravy is important.
That's the drippings of like chicken or beef, something that's very thick and beefy. Then you pour that on top, and the heat from the gravy melts the fresh cheese curds into these like, they slide like stringy, but then there'll be some center globs that kind of stay together. So when you scoop it with a fork and you pull it up, you have these strings of pulling delicious cheese.
Why are we not doing this in a video?
Salty,
we need to
dripping
do our
sauce.
Canada videos, what we need to do.
And then it's like carby taste with dairy. Great mouth feel, salty, smooth. Poutine.
Martina's very passionate about poutine. We're probably going to do that in our Toronto video. We're going to make a video about the foods.
We're going to try to make a video about Toronto because this has been a really hard trip for me so far.
Because we've been here for a week and we haven't done any work at all.
Just hanging out with the family.
Just hanging out with the family.
Yeah.
That's good. You're doing a good job though. Yeah. All right. So that's it for this week's podcast.
Oh, I just barely finished my poutine rant.
No, but
oh,
like
the
camera
battery is going
to die. Camera battery's about to die. We set the timer here on the
watch.
I feel
like we haven't talked to you guys in so long. I feel like I wanted to share so many things with
There's
you guys.
There's barely any social media that we've done either. Hey, it's okay.
My dad's in a really serious medical situation, so I spend as much time with him as I can, and it's very tough.
It's very emotionally challenging, but I think you're doing a good job.
He has CBD, which is not to be mistaken with THC CBD, but if you look up that disease, you can see what it's about. But
sucks.
It's pretty.
I think it's possibly the worst disease in humanity.
Yeah,
I don't think that there's one that lasts for so long and makes you suffer so much.
No, so we're we're trying to spend time with our family and my mom and my dad, and it's really tough on everybody. You know, so I just want to be there as much as I can. I wish there was a transportation machine so I could easily zap between Japan and Canada whenever my mom needed me, you know?
Yeah, I know. But we're doing a good job, and we're going to try to get some videos done. We got through the first week just fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
see where our energy levels are at.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Let us know if you've heard of poutine, and what was the other question we asked?
If I was right
about my danger radar.
Would my question get me stabbed? And the last one.
And also,
was the kid Irish?
Yes. And please leave us, honestly, some reviews because.
And what's up with carrot juice and milk?
Okay, so
we got lots of questions. We need to talk with you.
Leave us a rating, leave us some comments, send us some tweets.
All right.
Bye, guys.
That's it for this week.